Greetings, my name is Muhammad Sharif, and this is my essay titled, My Grandpa Can't Read. I stay up many nights reading about the history of Nuba people. I'm always fascinated by the tribe's absence of toxic notions that govern the world today. Before assimilation, the Nuba people never sexualized or objectified women's bodies, so nudity wasn't obscene. Gender equality and fluidity made it impossible for rape culture and transphobia to exist. The inclusive paradise that brave feminists are fighting to establish once subsisted in this remote black society. I picture my grandfather leaving that world and what it did to him. He developed a manhood that came at the expense of women and his emotional growth. The control over the female body and property ownership defined his masculinity. However, since he lacked the education to achieve the later, my grandfather lived life with a sense of impotence that deeply scarred him. My love for my grandfather exceeds any criticism that I have towards him because his wounds connect with my experience with masculinity. I remember doing everything I could to pass as a man. I wouldn't cry because emotional vulnerability isn't considered manly. I broke the heart of a girl I intensely cared about because I wanted to fulfill an image that awarded the disposal of women. Indifference from my lack of emotional intelligence, which I thought represented strength, was the answer to her tears. I wanted to be part of a large number of men whose identity endorsed sexism and patriarchal beliefs. My parody of courage spiraled me into years of depression after their relationship ended. Like my grandfather, I subscribed to cowardly behavior that we sold as true manhood for the sake of passing. It's impossible for me to talk honestly about my family without mentioning our struggle with assimilation. I had to question everything around me and myself to make sense of our pain. Passing means many things for us. It suggests beauty, validity, visibility, and acceptance, but the essential meaning of passing is that one is considered human. I didn't see an ignorant individual when I saw that my grandfather couldn't read. I saw a man struggling with his identity. I was observing years of unlearning a beautiful culture which based itself on love and community. I saw a young boy from the Nuba Hills trying to prove his worthiness to the world. Ironically, he did know how to read, and it was a world that lacked understanding.